Imagine discovering a formula so powerful it could transform every aspect of your life, your health, wealth, relationships, and happiness. This isn't a fantasy or get-rich-quick scheme. It's the fundamental principle behind Darren Hardy's The Compound Effect, a book that has quietly revolutionized millions of lives since its publication. While not as flashy as some bestsellers, this book has become required reading for CEOs, professional athletes, and celebrities like Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who credits its principles for his sustained success across multiple industries. Hardy isn't just another self-help guru. As the publisher of Success Magazine and a mentee of the legendary Jim Rohn, he embodies the principles he teaches. By age 18, he was earning six figures, and by 27, he owned a company generating over $50 million in revenue. What makes this book particularly compelling is that it doesn't promise overnight transformation, but rather reveals how tiny, consistent actions compound over time into extraordinary outcomes. Let's dive into the deceptively simple, yet profoundly powerful ideas that could completely reshape your approach to success. Success isn't complicated. It's actually quite simple, but that doesn't mean it's easy. The compound effect operates on the principle that small, smart choices, consistently made over time, create dramatic differences in outcomes. This fundamental truth works silently in the background of our lives, whether we acknowledge it or not. Consider this scenario. Would you rather receive $3 million up front or a penny that doubles in value every day for 31 days? Most people instinctively choose the immediate millions. However, the compounding penny would yield over $10 million by day 31. The catch? On day 20, you'd have only about $5,000. The truly significant growth happens in the final days, invisible until it becomes impossible to ignore. This principle applies to everything in life. Think about three friends, Larry, Scott, and Brad, who start with identical lives. Larry maintains his habits, neither improving nor declining. Scott makes small positive changes, cutting 125 calories daily and walking for 20 minutes. Brad does the opposite, consuming an extra 125 calories and becoming slightly more sedentary. After 5 months, there's barely any visible difference between them. But after 31 months, Scott has transformed into a fit, energetic individual, while Brad has gained significant weight and developed health problems. The most insidious aspect of the compound effect is that we often can't see the consequences of our choices until they've accumulated beyond the point of easy reversal. That extra cookie doesn't make you overweight immediately, just as one workout doesn't make you fit. It's the consistent repetition that eventually creates dramatic outcomes. What makes this principle so powerful is its universality. It works for everyone, regardless of background, education, or circumstances. The only variable is whether you're harnessing it intentionally to create the life you want, or allowing it to work against you through neglect or poor choices. Have you ever wondered why some people achieve extraordinary success while others struggle despite similar circumstances? The answer lies in choices. Those seemingly insignificant decisions we make moment by moment that ultimately determine our destiny. Every choice matters. It's not the big, dramatic decisions that most significantly impact our lives, but rather the small, daily choices that often fly beneath our conscious awareness. As the saying goes, elephants don't bite, mosquitoes do. It's the little things that get us. The extra dessert, the skipped workout, the 5 minutes wasted on social media instead of reading something meaningful. Consider this experiment I conducted in my own marriage. For 3 months, I decided to write down three things I appreciated about my wife each day. This simple practice, taking just minutes daily, completely transformed our relationship. Why? Because what you focus on expands. By consciously directing my attention to positive attributes, I began noticing more of them, creating a virtuous cycle of appreciation and connection. Taking full ownership of your choices is perhaps the most empowering stance you can adopt. When you accept 100% responsibility for everything in your life, you reclaim your power. There's immense freedom in acknowledging that your life today is the result of your choices, not your circumstances. This perspective eliminates the victim mentality that keeps so many people stuck. Even luck, often considered random chance, is largely influenced by our choices. Lucky people create their luck through positive attitudes, preparation, and action. When opportunities arise, they expect good things to happen and remain alert to possibilities others might miss. I learned this lesson the hard way through a business partnership gone wrong that cost me dearly. While I could have blamed my partner for the failure, I chose to own my part. My oversight in not properly vetting the arrangement. This painful experience became invaluable because I took responsibility and extracted the lesson rather than externalizing blame. The moment you truly grasp that your choices create your outcomes is the moment your life begins to transform. The question becomes, are you making choices that move you toward your goals or away from them? Are your daily decisions aligned with the person you want to become? Imagine walking through a forest with a wise teacher who asks you to uproot various trees. The small saplings come up easily, but as you try larger trees, the task becomes increasingly difficult until you encounter a mighty oak that won't budge despite your greatest effort. This perfectly illustrates how habits work in our lives. The longer they've been established, the more deeply rooted they become. We are, as Aristotle noted, what we repeatedly do. Excellence isn't an act, but a habit. The sobering reality is that about 95% of what we do daily stems from habit, automatic behaviors we perform with little conscious thought. These habits either work for us or against us, but they rarely remain neutral. The challenge with habits lies in the instant gratification trap. Bad habits often provide immediate pleasure while exacting their true cost in the future. Conversely, good habits frequently require immediate sacrifice while delivering their rewards later. This misalignment between action and consequence makes changing habits particularly challenging. Consider how a plane's flight path works. A mere 1% deviation at takeoff might seem insignificant, but maintained over a long journey, it will land you hundreds of miles from your intended destination. Similarly, small habits, consistently maintained, dramatically alter your life's trajectory. To overcome bad habits, you need more than willpower. You need why power. Connecting your habits to your deepest values and motivations creates sustainable change. When your reasons are powerful enough, you'll find a way to change. When they're not, you'll find excuses. Take Anthony Hopkins, for example. Labeled a problem child with learning difficulties, he channeled his frustration into acting, using his need to prove himself as fuel for his extraordinary career. His fight became his driving force, transforming potential limitations into catalysts for greatness. Setting clear goals further amplifies this process. When you define exactly what you want, your brain's reticular activating system begins noticing resources and opportunities that support your objectives, ones that were always there, but previously invisible to you. This isn't mystical, it's neurological. Your focus literally shapes your perception and experience. Changing habits requires practical strategies. First, identify your triggers, the people, places, or emotions that activate unwanted behaviors. Then clean house by removing temptations from your environment. Consider swapping bad habits for better alternatives rather than eliminating them entirely. For instance, replace chips with carrot sticks or exchange mindless TV for engaging podcasts. When installing good habits, set yourself up for success by creating an environment that supports your goals. Think addition rather than subtraction. Focus on what you're gaining rather than what you're giving up. Use public accountability and find a success buddy to maintain motivation. Celebrate small wins to reinforce positive behaviors. Remember that change is supposed to be hard. That's why so few people do it successfully. The difficulty is actually your advantage, because it means most people won't bother competing with you in this arena. Embrace the challenge, knowing that patience and persistence will eventually rewire your neural pathways, making new behaviors as automatic as the old ones once were. Have you ever noticed how the most successful people, businesses, and teams seem to have an almost magical ability to keep winning? This isn't luck or coincidence. It's momentum, what I call Big Mo. Once momentum kicks in, success becomes almost effortless. But getting there requires consistent effort and patience. Think back to childhood experiences on a playground merry-go-round. The first few pushes required significant effort, but once it gained momentum, keeping it spinning took minimal energy. The same principle applies to success in any area of life. The initial phase demands concentrated effort with little visible return, but once momentum builds, extraordinary results follow with relatively less exertion. Consider how Apple struggled for years before becoming the technological juggernaut it is today. YouTube operated for a year before gaining traction. The early stages of any worthwhile endeavor often feel like pushing a heavy boulder uphill. All effort, no visible progress. This is precisely when most people quit, just before momentum would have made their journey dramatically easier. The key to building momentum lies in establishing routines that automatically move you toward your goals. Elite military units, professional athletes, and successful entrepreneurs all rely on routines to ensure consistent performance, regardless of circumstances or emotions. These aren't just helpful practices, they're the foundation of sustainable success. I found that bookending my days, creating strong morning and evening routines, provides the structure needed to maintain momentum. My morning routine includes gratitude practice, visualization of goals, physical movement, and focused work on my most important project before checking emails or messages. In the evening, I review accomplishments, plan for tomorrow, and read something inspirational before sleep. These routines create a framework for success, regardless of what chaos might erupt during the day. To maintain freshness and prevent stagnation, periodically shake up your routines. Try new foods, take different routes to work, or explore unfamiliar activities. These small adventures keep your mind engaged and perspective fresh, without disrupting the core habits that generate momentum. Establishing a rhythm for your activities further enhances momentum. Just as musicians maintain tempo to create harmonious music, scheduling regular activities, weekly date nights, monthly family outings, quarterly planning sessions, creates a rhythm that sustains forward motion. I use a rhythm register to track new behaviors until they become automatic, ensuring I maintain consistency long enough for momentum to build. The power of consistency cannot be overstated. Consider two planes flying from Los Angeles to Manhattan. One flies directly, while the other makes frequent stops. The nonstop flight arrives hours earlier using less fuel. Similarly, consistent effort toward your goals, without frequent stops and starts, gets you there faster with less overall energy expenditure. Remember the hand pump well analogy. When pumping water from a well, the initial effort yields nothing visible. Continued pumping eventually produces a trickle, then a steady stream. Stop pumping, however, and the water recedes, requiring you to start over. Momentum works the same way. Consistent action eventually creates a flow of results, but interruptions force you to rebuild from the beginning. What goes into your mind ultimately determines what comes out in your life. Just as a computer operates on the principle of garbage in, garbage out, your brain processes whatever information you feed it. The challenge is that our brains naturally gravitate toward negative information, an evolutionary adaptation that helped our ancestors survive by staying alert to threats. In today's media environment, this negativity bias is exploited mercilessly. News outlets understand that Fear and outrage capture attention, so they emphasize the most alarming and divisive content. This constant exposure to negativity warps our perception of reality and drains our creative energy. I've found that implementing a strict media diet, carefully controlling what information I consume, has dramatically improved my productivity and happiness. My personal approach involves avoiding general news consumption and instead focusing on information directly relevant to my goals and interests. When major events occur that truly require my attention, I'll hear about them through my network. This selective approach preserves mental bandwidth for creative thinking and positive action, rather than anxiety about things outside my control. Another powerful strategy involves transforming, quote, dead time into learning time. The average American spends 300 hours annually in their car. By using this time to listen to educational content, audiobooks, podcasts, language lessons, you can gain the equivalent of several college courses each year. This drive time university approach has been instrumental in my personal development and that of countless successful people I know. Beyond information input, the people surrounding you profoundly influence your thoughts, beliefs, and actions. Jim Rohn famously said, "You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with." This isn't just motivational rhetoric, it's a psychological reality. We unconsciously adopt the attitudes, behaviors, and even financial habits of those in our immediate circle. Evaluate your associations critically by categorizing them into three groups. Dissociations, people who consistently drain your energy or pull you away from your goals. While sometimes difficult, creating distance from these relationships is essential for your growth. Limited associations, people you enjoy but whose influence needs boundaries. Limit exposure to those whose attitudes or habits don't align with your aspirations. Expanded associations, people who inspire, challenge, and elevate you. Actively seek more time with these individuals and find new relationships with people who embody what you aspire to become. Finding a peak performance partner, someone equally committed to personal growth, can accelerate your progress dramatically. This accountability relationship provides mutual support, honest feedback, and consistent motivation. Regular check-ins ensure you both stay on track with your goals and continue evolving. Mentorship represents another crucial influence. Every truly successful person I've encountered has benefited from mentors who provided guidance, wisdom, and shortcuts based on their experience. You can create a personal board of advisors by identifying people with expertise in various areas of life and periodically consulting with them about specific challenges or opportunities. Finally, your physical environment shapes your mindset and behaviors in subtle but powerful ways. Surrounding yourself with inspiration, whether through art, nature, architecture, or symbolic objects, can elevate your thinking and expand your sense of possibility. Sometimes, achieving your dreams requires physically placing yourself in environments where those dreams seem normal rather than extraordinary. What separates the truly extraordinary from the merely successful? It's the willingness to push beyond comfortable limits, to accelerate when others are satisfied with cruising. This principle manifests in what I call moments of truth. Those critical junctures where you decide whether to do what's expected or go beyond. Consider Muhammad Ali's legendary Rumble in the Jungle fight against George Foreman. When Ali found himself against the ropes, a seemingly vulnerable position, he was actually executing his rope-a-dope strategy, conserving energy, while Foreman exhausted himself. In the eighth round, when Foreman was depleted, Ali unleashed a flurry of punches that won him the championship. This moment of truth, choosing strategic patience over panic, exemplifies the mindset that creates extraordinary outcomes. The mathematics of acceleration is compelling. If you can double your results frequency, say, achieving your targets every 6 months instead of annually, your outcomes compound dramatically. This isn't about working twice as hard, but about identifying leverage points where additional effort yields disproportionate returns. Arnold Schwarzenegger embodied this principle with his cheating principle in bodybuilding. After completing his standard repetitions, he would force out additional reps using modified form. These extra repetitions, though imperfect, stimulated exceptional muscle growth. Similarly, in any endeavor, pushing just beyond your perceived limits often produces breakthrough results. Exceeding expectations, both your own and others, creates a powerful acceleration effect. When Oprah gave away cars to her entire audience, she created an unforgettable moment that transcended normal television. When I proposed to my wife, I orchestrated an elaborate surprise involving her favorite activities and meaningful locations, rather than a standard restaurant proposal. These beyond expectation experiences create outsized impacts and memories. The nonprofit organization Invisible Children demonstrated this principle masterfully. Instead of typical fundraising approaches, they created The Rescue, an event where participants camped in public spaces until a celebrity or media outlet rescued them by bringing attention to their cause. This unexpected approach generated massive media coverage and celebrity involvement, dramatically accelerating their impact. This principle applies equally to business. When clients expect good service, provide great service. When they expect a prompt response, respond immediately. When they expect professionalism, deliver warmth and personal connection alongside that professionalism. The gap between expectation and delivery is where extraordinary reputations are built. The beauty of acceleration is that it doesn't require massive additional resources, just thoughtfulness and willingness to go beyond the ordinary. Small gestures delivered at the right moment can create momentum that propels you past competitors who are satisfied with meeting the minimum requirements. Consider how you might apply this principle today. Where could you deliver 10% more than expected? What small additional effort might create disproportionate results? How might you surprise someone with service or attention that exceeds anything they've experienced before? These questions lead to the innovations and distinctions that separate the extraordinary from the merely adequate. The principles of the compound effect aren't complicated, but they require intentional implementation to transform your life. Let's create a practical framework for putting these ideas into action immediately. Start by identifying one area of your life where you most desire change. Rather than attempting wholesale transformation across multiple domains, focus your initial efforts where success will create the greatest positive impact. This concentrated approach builds confidence and momentum that can later be channeled into other areas. Next, establish awareness of your current choices by tracking relevant behaviors for at least 1 week. If you're focusing on health, document everything you eat and all physical activity. For finances, record every expenditure down to the penny. This process often reveals surprising patterns and unconscious habits that have been sabotaging your progress. With this baseline established, identify small positive changes you can implement consistently. Remember, these should be modest enough to sustain, but significant enough to matter over time. Adding a 20-minute walk daily, saving an additional 1% of your income, or reading 10 pages of a growth-oriented book each night are perfect examples of compound effect actions. Create environmental conditions that support your new choices. Remove temptations from your surroundings, prepare necessary materials in advance, and establish visual reminders of your goals. Your environment should make good choices easier than poor ones. Develop morning and evening routines that bookend your days with purposeful actions. These routines serve as anchors for your commitment and ensure you begin and end each day aligned with your intentions, regardless of what happens in between. Find an accountability partner who shares your commitment to growth. Schedule regular check-ins to review progress, celebrate wins, and troubleshoot challenges. This relationship provides both support and positive pressure to maintain consistency when motivation naturally fluctuates. Implement a rhythm register to track your key behaviors until they become habitual. This simple documentation process creates awareness and accountability while allowing you to observe your progress over time. The satisfaction of recording consistent action builds motivation and reinforces your identity as someone who follows through. Evaluate your influences critically. Reduce exposure to negative media and people who drain your energy or undermine your goals. Simultaneously, increase consumption of inspiring content and time spent with individuals who elevate your thinking and support your aspirations. Practice patience and persistence through the initial phase where results aren't yet visible. Remember the penny doubling example. The most significant growth comes after a period of apparent inactivity. Trust the process and maintain consistency even when immediate feedback is lacking. Finally, look for opportunities to accelerate your results by exceeding expectations, both your own and others. These moments of going beyond what's required create breakthrough momentum and distinguish your efforts from the ordinary. The compound effect works with mathematical certainty when applied consistently. Small, smart choices, repeated daily, inevitably create extraordinary outcomes over time. The only question is whether you'll harness this powerful force intentionally or allow it to work against you through neglect or poor choices. While the compound effect primarily focuses on individual achievement, its principles extend far beyond personal success. When you transform your own life through consistent positive choices, you create ripple effects that influence everyone around you. Consider how your health transformation might inspire family members to adopt healthier habits. Your financial discipline could provide security and opportunities for loved ones. Your professional growth might create jobs or innovations that benefit countless others. The compound effect of your choices extends well beyond your individual experience. This broader perspective adds deeper meaning to the sometimes challenging work of changing habits and maintaining consistency. You're not just building a better life for yourself. You're potentially changing the trajectory of many lives through your example and influence. Organizations that embrace these principles experience similar compounding benefits. When leaders model consistent, positive behaviors and create systems that reinforce them, entire cultures transform. Productivity improves, innovation flourishes, and retention increases, all from small, consistent changes applied systematically over time. The compound effect also offers a powerful antidote to our culture's obsession with immediate results and overnight success. By understanding that meaningful achievement requires patience and consistency, you develop resilience against the disappointment that derails so many people's efforts. You recognize that the apparent overnight successes you observe are almost always the result of years of consistent work that wasn't visible to outsiders. Perhaps most importantly, applying these principles develops character attributes that serve you in every area of life: discipline, integrity, patience, and perseverance. The process of creating success through small, consistent choices builds not just achievements, but personal qualities that endure beyond any specific goal. As you implement the compound effect in your life, remember that you're not just creating results, you're creating yourself. The person you become through this process of intentional growth represents the most valuable outcome of all. The habits, mindset, and character you develop will serve you long after you've achieved your initial goals, enabling you to reach new heights that may currently seem impossible. The journey of compound growth never truly ends. There are always new horizons to explore, greater contributions to make, and deeper fulfillment to experience. By embracing the principles in this book as a lifestyle rather than a temporary program, you open yourself to possibilities that expand with each consistent choice, creating a truly extraordinary life one small decision at a time. The principles outlined in The Compound Effect are simple, but not easy. They require courage, The courage to make different choices than those around you, to persist when results aren't yet visible, and to believe in processes that unfold gradually rather than dramatically. This courage begins with a single step, one small choice that aligns with your highest values and aspirations. That first choice, reinforced by consistent repetition, initiates the compound effect that will eventually transform your life. What will your first step be? Perhaps tracking your expenditures for a week, establishing a morning routine, or identifying one relationship that elevates your thinking and scheduling regular time with that person. The specific choice matters less than your commitment to consistency. Remember that you don't need to overhaul your entire life at once. The beauty of the compound effect lies in its accessibility. Anyone can make one small positive choice today, regardless of circumstances or resources. That single choice, compounded over time through consistent repetition, contains the seed of extraordinary transformation. The greatest barrier to experiencing the compound effect isn't knowledge, but action. Now that you understand these principles, the only question remaining is whether you'll implement them. Will you be among the few who translate understanding into consistent behavior? Or will you join the majority who know what to do but fail to do what they know? The choice, as always, is yours, and that choice, compounded over time, will make all the difference.